Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're here to report the arraignment of Cynthia Gilbert that occurred this morning before Supreme Court Justice Deborah Givens. She was arraigned on two counts, attempted murder in the second degree, a Class B violent felony offense, and attempted assault in the first degree, a Class C violent felony offense. The defendant has been remanded by Judge Givens, and a case will now be assigned to a different Superior Court judge, and a return date will be scheduled. We don't have the date yet. We were here this morning on this case because an Erie County grand jury returned this indictment on October 1st. The 38-year-old Cynthia Gilbert was arrested the next day, October 2nd, on these charges of attempted murder and attempted assault in the first degree. I'm here with the Major Crimes Bureau Chief for my office, Ashley Morgan. She is handling the case, and we are planning on appearing in court sometime within the next week or two on this matter. So this incident occurred in the city of Buffalo at the Donovan Drive Apartments on September 27th at approximately 2 a.m. Officers Terrace Garner and Marcus Fears responded to a 911 call. And when they arrived at the Donovan Drive Apartments, officers observed the defendant in a courtyard walking away from the apartment building, holding a large knife in her hand, which I would describe as very similar to like a butcher knife. That's what it looked like. As the officers approached the defendant, they ordered her to drop the knife multiple times. She did not drop the knife. She continued. She was arguing with them. Officer Garner eventually took out his firearm and again ordered her to drop the knife multiple times. She refused to drop the knife. Multiple commands were made, and the defendant continued to ignore those commands. She argued with the police and numerous civilians. Civilians were also right there on the scene, and they were telling her to drop the knife. She ignored all commands and requests to drop the knife. Another officer arrived on the scene and again asked her to drop the knife. The defendant, they tried to calm her down. They tried to get her to comply, but all of those efforts to try to de-escalate the situation did not work. Eventually, the defendant turned away from the police officers and walked over towards the apartment building where other civilians were located. She continued to have the butcher knife in her hand, and the officers continued to tell her to drop the knife. Officer Fears, one of the two original officers appearing on the scene, actually attempted to use his pepper spray. It appeared to have no effect on her, and she continued towards a male civilian. The defendant made a stabbing motion two times in the direction of the male civilian, and Officer Garner discharged his firearm one time, striking the defendant in the shoulder area. The male that the defendant had appeared to use the stabbing motion towards was stabbed in the head. He was bleeding from the head. The defendant, after being shot in the shoulder, fell to the ground and dropped the knife. The officers immediately began first aid to both the defendant and then eventually to the victim who was stabbed in the head, and both were taken to the hospital. The 39-year-old male victim indicated that he had been stabbed in the head, and he was obviously bleeding from his head. The entire incident was captured on body-worn camera video of both police officers that I mentioned, and the knife has been recovered and is in evidence. So we proceeded forward. I should say that both parties, both the defendant and the victim in this case, have been discharged from the hospital, the victim that night and the defendant a couple of days later. She, as I indicated, she was arrested yesterday, and she was appeared in front of Judge Givens this morning and has been arraigned. It's important that I note on this case and on all cases, this defendant is presumed innocent unless and until she has been proven guilty. But as I noted, the grand jury has completed its investigation into this case and returned the charges that I mentioned, the attempted murder in the second degree and the attempted assault in the first degree. I should also state that our office has determined that the officer's use of force was justified in accordance with New York state law. A police officer may use deadly physical force when it is necessary to defend another person from what the officer reasonably believes to be the use of deadly physical force. The police officers showed extraordinary calm, restraint, patience, and professionalism in this situation. Quite frankly, the determination that their use of force was justified was not a difficult one. They tried to de-escalate a very tense situation. Unfortunately, they were unable to do so, but this incident resulted in one man getting injured with a stab wound to the head and the defendant being shot in the shoulder. So we plan on continuing forward with the case. I'm sure you're going to ask me about the body cam footage. That is in our custody. It is evidence, as you all know. We cannot release evidence as part of a case pending the prosecution. I'm here to take any other questions you have.
But do you have any timeline on how long that would take to release it?
Depends on how long the case lasts. Once the case gets assigned to a judge, it'll be scheduled for motions, and potentially a trial date will be scheduled. It could take many, many months, or it could take a year or a little bit more. That's the typical track for cases like this.
Can Buffalo Police release the video as a department if they so choose to?
I've had that conversation with them, and they're going to make that decision independent of our office. Normally, we work hand in hand on those decisions, and the challenge here is that there has been, at least initially, there is a narrative out in the public that the police might want to get in front of. We ask them typically to not do that until we're done with an investigation. We don't like evidence being out in the public sphere because it can compromise an investigation. As you can imagine, if someone sees, footage of an incident that occurred on, one of the media stations, now they can tailor their story in telling us in what they tell us, as opposed to just telling us what they actually observed. So that's what we always try to, be careful with. So what the Buffalo Police does with the body cam footage is in terms of whether they decide to release it or not, is going to be a decision that they make.
What's next step for your office then?
So we will continue to meet with the witnesses. There are a number of civilians, obviously, as I mentioned, the police officers that were involved. We've completed the investigation for the purposes of the grand jury, but the next step is really to appear in court when it's assigned to a judge. I'm sure there will be an additional argument on bail, and we will oppose that and ask that this defendant remain remanded.
This call didn't come out in any way as like any mental call or anything like that, did it? As far as it just seemed like it was an aggressive situation.
It wasn't crystal clear what the call was, but it was essentially a call about a domestic incident.
Is the suspect in jail?
Yes, she has been remanded.
I apologize for being late.
No, that's okay. She's been remanded. She remains in custody pending the next court date.
And again, you don't have a date yet.
Correct.
Gilbert, I mean, what exactly can you tell us about you know, was she targeting this man with the knife, or was it kind of a random person? Did they have some sort of history that caused this confrontation to happen?
So, what I'll say about that is that it certainly appeared from the witnesses that were there, including the police officers, that she was approaching a specific person, and that that was this person that was ultimately injured. You know, beyond that, I don't want to characterize, you know, the actions.
Was there drugs involved? Was she on any sort of?
I won't comment on that. Sorry.
Can you kind of describe? I mean, we can't see the video. We can only, you know, kind of hear what the narrative was. Can you describe, you know, in watching the video, I don't know what the feeling was. Was it a chaotic scene? You know, what can you tell us?
Yeah, I would describe it as chaotic, and as I indicated, the officers showed incredible calm and poise in a pretty, you know, pretty dramatic situation, and quite frankly, it's lucky that it ended in a relatively, you know, a relatively non-violent way. I mean, obviously there's violence on both ends, but it could have ended much worse. Let me put it that way.
About how many other people were there? You mentioned, you know, there was a group of, you know, other adults that were present during this.
How many other people?
Yeah, I mean, how many, was it a large kind of group?
Yeah, I mean, there were several other people there. I think we're still actually trying to identify, you know, the exact number.
Are they willing to talk, or is there...
Some of them are cooperative.
Is there a cone of silence?
cone of silence? No, I'm thinking of a movie reference. But, yeah. But no, there is some of them are cooperative, you know, and obviously it's always helpful, as I say all the time, when civilians cooperate, you know, we have a number of police officers that were on scene that are, you know, of course, cooperating. But when we can get the cooperation of civilians as well, you know, that's helpful. And some of them are cooperating. Yes.
Did it take long? How long is this incident? How long was it?
Just a matter of minutes.
So there were the two initial responding officers, right? And then there was a third additional that showed up?
There were several other officers that eventually appeared.
From what district were they?
What district? Oh. E?
I'm not sure.
I'm not. We're not sure. Donovan Drive Apartments.
Have there been run-ins in the past with Gilbert?
I can't comment on that.
Is the State Attorney General's office, have they launched an investigation, and is that continuing?
No. The New York State Attorney General's office has jurisdiction exclusively in cases in which a civilian is deceased.
Did any of the officers, as far as you know, was there a stun gun that was trying to be used at all, utilized?
I can't comment on that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.